You're about to listen to a message from Foursquare Gospel Church, a city on the hill. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We thank you. Brethren, I'm overwhelmed this morning, and I want to thank the choir for, I was just thinking through my life as the choir was ministering to us in praises, and I became so overwhelmed thinking through how far God has brought me as an individual. Never mind, I'm going to be stronger. Praise God. Sincerely for me, if not that we just have to preach, I think the service let's rise and sing. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He will always be with us if we do our part. There is not in this wide world can pleasure afford. There is peace. There is contentment. There is elevation. There is joy in serving the Lord. And often when I'm tempted to turn from the track, I hear his voice saying, I suffered for thee. And then he says, I'll love him far better than in days of yours. I'll serve him more truly than ever before. I'll do as he bids me, whatever the cost. And I'll be a true soldier. I'll die at my post.
It pays to
Hold on. Thank you, choir. If this is the only thing that God can help me to stamp very deeply upon the tablets of your hearts this morning, I think our coming here has not been in vain. Because that's the summary of everything that I've come to share with us this morning. You know, the topic is compensation for committed service. And I was reading through the scriptures, and I will still read it to us in 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles chapter number 15 and verse 7. And it says, be strong, because your work shall be rewarded. And I was reading in the New Living Translation, it said, payday is coming. And that is the summary of all that we are here to charge one another with this morning. And I don't just want you to sing that song because I ask you to sing it. I want you to sing it with meaning in your heart. I was born in a very little village, somewhere far away from civilization. When you are going towards Ore, you know, Ndo, you will turn, and then you will go in inside bush, until you get to that small village called Bolon Uduro. And we used to come to town only once in a year, and that's where I grew up. Primary school, but Jesus, or serving Jesus, has placed me on this platform. That's why when the choir was singing, the people may not understand how far you have brought me, so I broke down and I started crying, God, He's Alpha. Not because, maybe you don't understand, not because I'm holding the mic. Everybody, let's sing it together. Our love is far better than in days of yore. Our serving more truly than ever before. Our doers it meets me whatever the cost. I'll be a true soldier. Would you serve him? A place I remember where I was set free. 'Twas where I found pardon, a heaven to me. There Jesus spoke sweetly to my weary soul. My sins were forgiven. He made my heart whole. I love you far better than in days of yore. I'm serving more truly than ever before. Jesus to live. Though friends may forsake me and trials arise, I trust in Jesus, His love never dies. There's no one like Jesus can share me today. His love and his kindness can't ever go away. In winter, in summer, in sunshine or rain, his love and affection are always the same. Answer says, will you have this blessing that Jesus bestows? A free full salvation from sin's bitter throne. Oh, come to the Savior to Calvary. A fresh commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to close your eyes, look at where God picked you from. For those of us who have had connection to the Lord Jesus Christ, think about what he has done in your life. Think about the free salvation he paid with his own life so that you can be where you are. We that we were no people, Christ died to make us sons and daughters of the Most High. We that were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, he has engraved us in the fellowship and the company of the beloved. This is Loyalty Month. Today is the last Sunday. In the month, we are challenging ourselves to examine how loyal we have been to this Christ who gave his all. To this Christ who gave his all so that you can be who you are and where you are now. That song says, I will love him far better than before. Would you say that by the special grace of God, because of the challenges that have been given, that have been thrown at me in this month of loyalty month, I was serving much more than ever before. Today we are looking at the compensation for committed service. Even if these compensations are not there at all, let's even say there is no gain. Let's even say there is no blessing. Let's even say there is no release of anything. Would you serve him who gave his all for you? I want you to make a fresh commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ today. If that is all I can get you to do this morning, I think my job is done here this morning. There is a need for a generation to arise that will say, if I die, I die. If I perish, I perish. For this God is my God, and forever it will be my God. Whatever I have, whatever I do not have, does not matter.
This God is my God, and I will serve him. It does not matter who is going astray. It does not matter what the vicissitude of life bring towards my life. I will serve him. I will commit the totality of my being. Oh, are you making that new and fresh commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning? There is no one like Jesus that can cheer you today. His love and affection never goes away. Even when you fall into error, when you make mistakes, he's still there waiting for you to come back and to say, my son, I do not condemn you. He will wash you and accept you into his company again. That is the one to whom we are challenging ourselves to be loyal to, because he's loyal to us. In winter, in summer, in sunshine, or in rain, no matter what happens, Jesus is loyal to us. Would we pledge our allegiance and loyalty to him afresh this morning? Everybody, beyond activities in the church, beyond singing in the choir, beyond being in the ushering department, beyond activities, would you love and serve this Jesus? Because this same Jesus will someday return. He will return. And he will give unto everyone according to how his loyalty has been. He will return. When he shall show up, may we not be ashamed. 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 Lord, we will serve you. We will love you. We will live for you all the days of our lives. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Amen. Let me start this message from behind, in case I do not have enough time. Sorry, once I have 10 minutes remaining, let me know. Let me know. So, you are tired. Don't be tired. Just rise up. Rise up. Carry your Bible. Carry your Bibles together with me. I want to start this message from the conclusion. So I will now come back to the introduction, okay? That's how the Spirit of God will lead us. When you are doing homiletics in Bible college, they will tell you this is it, but you see, the Spirit of God can decide to overrule such a... Are you there? Open your Bibles together with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Oh, Jesus. May the Lord stir up a fresh wave of commitment in our hearts. Now, see what the scripture says. Thank you, choir. Can you help me put your hands together for the choir? God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for inspiring my heart, and thank you for helping me to sing. 2 Chronicles chapter 15. I want you to read together with me from verse 7. It said, "Be ye strong therefore, and let not your hands be weak." Why? "Because your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecies of Oded the prophet, he took courage, put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from the Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon. For they fell to him, they came to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered themselves. Follow me very closely from here now. It said they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered unto the Lord the same time of the spoil which they had brought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep.
And they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers, to serve him with all their hearts and with all their souls. In fact, they even said that whosoever will not seek and serve the Lord should be put to death. Whether it's a small boy or a big woman, whether man or woman. Verse 14. And they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. And all Judah rejoiced at that oath, for they had sworn with all their hearts, and they sought him with their old desire, and he was found of them. And what happened? And the Lord gave them rest round about. There is someone in this house today. God wants to do exactly the same thing in your life. He wants to give you rest round about, because that is one of the things that God compensates his people with when they serve him. So I want to call for fresh commitment to the Lord. People that will say, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will say, concerning this matter, we are not ready to answer any question. Our minds are made up, because our God whom we serve is the only one we will bow to. And if anything arises on our way, in the pathway to bowing to him, we are ready to die. God will save us. God can save us. But even if he decides not to save us, yet we will still not bow. We will not bow, because this God will pledge our allegiance. I'm calling young men and young women this morning who want to say, I pledge my total allegiance to you. It doesn't matter what I have or what I don't have. This God will be my God forever. And the reason I am doing this is because we look around us today, people's hearts are failing them. People are dropping behind in the service of God. And that is why every time we gather like this, we must renew that fire of commitment. Particularly in this month that we term Loyalty Month in the Four Square Gospel Church. I do not know how many of you will want to come before the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I renew my commitment to you. Lord, I will be loyal to you to the very end of my life. And he said, God gave them peace round about. That peace that money cannot buy. That peace that properties, having plenty of cars in your vineyard, cannot bestow. God gives it to those who are loyal and committed to him. So if you are here this morning, you want to say, I'm not saying you are not born again. I'm not saying you have not been serving the Lord. But you want to say, Lord, in the midst of the pressure of this world, in the midst of the falling by the wayside of thousands and millions of people serving the Lord lackadaisically, when the weather is cool, when the weather is okay, when the rain is not falling, Jesus is our Jesus. When there is food at home to eat, Jesus is good. When the grain of rice ceases in your home, will Jesus still be the Jesus? That is the kind of commitment that God is charging us to make in this month of loyalty. If you want to make that commitment together with me, wherever you are, I want you to be on your knee and just speak to the ears of the Almighty God. Just bow your knees, be wherever you are, and make that fresh commitment to the Lord Jesus. You will be my God. I will serve you. Never again will anyone be pushing me here and there. Never again would I be waiting for somebody to visit me at home before I rise up and serve my God. Make that commitment. It's a personal decision. I don't expect it to be a prayer that will be loud or whatever. Make that commitment between you and your God this morning. Before we rise up, I share a few thoughts with you and we close this meeting this morning. I want you to bow your heads before the Lord and say, Lord, I will love you much more than ever before. I will serve you with total dedication and commitment. That in the days of yours, I will do as you bid me.
Whatever you say, I will do. And I will be ready to lay down my life, even for this kingdom. You making that commitment today? This day, the 27th day of June 2021, make that commitment. And he says, and the Lord granted them peace round about. And I'm praying for someone here this morning, that peace you have never experienced before in your life, by reason of this covenant commitment to service, the Lord will flood your life, your home, your business, everything that concerns you round about. The Lord will flood you with that kind of peace. Talk to the Lord right now. In a few seconds, we'll be done. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we make this commitment to you, covenant commitment, to love you, to serve you all the days of our lives, much more than ever before. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, see your people bowing their knees before you, making commitment to serve you much more than ever before, to love you and, if need be, to die at our duty post. We declare, Almighty Father, that by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the outpouring of the Spirit of grace, you will help us to be loyal to you and to commit the totality of what we are and who we are to this covenant commitment in the name of Jesus. Like you did for the people of Israel in those days, you granted them rest round about. I minister rest unto all these people. And I pray in the name of Jesus that your grace, your zeal, we accomplish the details of this covenant commitment in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, precious Father. A few words we will speak to encourage and charge one another. May your Holy Spirit, O God, interpret it even better than the speaker in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we do pray. Say louder, amen, people of God. Another believing amen. God bless you. Please have your seats as we share very briefly this morning. I really want to appreciate the leadership of the church under our beloved daddy, Reverend Oluwadipe Amomi. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I thank all the people of my constituency, the young people. I thank you for the great work you are doing here. And I pray God will multiply grace upon every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of June in the First Square Gospel Church in Nigeria is termed the Loyalty Month. And what do we do in the Loyalty Month is to do what we have just done, charge and challenge one another to examine or re-examine our commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then to the vision that God from time to time places onto the leadership of the Four Square Gospel Church. And I'm sure you know that in this decade we are, it's called a decade of what? Decade of what? Decade of what? Oh, some people do not are not responding from here. It's called a decade of swearing. And swearing is, decade of swearing is a three-dimensional vision. It has spreading out, reaching in, and next generation. Spreading out, church planting, going to the interland, planting churches all over the place, reaching out to people that are yet to hear about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then reaching in, developing capacity in those that are already here, ministering to ourselves to be strong and be strengthened to do the work of God. And then the third leg is what is called the next gen, targeting the next generation. And I thank the Lord because he has found me worthy to be called upon to be the driver of that third leg under the leadership of our Father and the Lord, the General Overseer. And I really appreciate God for all of you who are already keen into this agenda and you are running with it. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to appreciate our mommy, Dickness Agwegwe, this morning. God bless you. She was with us for about 6 weeks at Four Square Onitiri and we really enjoyed our fellowship. God bless you, Mommy. We really appreciate you. Please help me celebrate this wonderful woman of God. Amen. Today, our topic is compensation for committed service. Compensation for committed service. I will just show us about seven things that I see that are part of the things that you gain when you are committed to serving the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58, it says, what does it say? Are you putting it off for me so that I can run? All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in what? In the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone that is here, all your efforts of the time past, all your efforts of the present, and the ones that you will still put, both in the service of the Lord and in your own private endeavors, you will not labor in vain. I said you will not labor in vain. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. So always abounding in the work of the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. Compensation is a reward for services performed. And God is a rewarder. The Bible in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, it said, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. People that seek him, people that serve him, people that commit their life, their resources, their talent, their treasure, their time in the service of God, God rewards them. He owes no man anything. Praise the name of Jesus. And that is the confidence that we have that keeps us going, keeps us moving forward in the service of the Lord, because God owes no man. In that Second Chronicles chapter 15 that I led us to read the other time, let's look at verse 7. Second Chronicles, I will read to you in about different versions. Look at what it says. It says, be strong in the Amplified. Therefore, and let not your hands be weak or slack, for your work shall be rewarded. In the Message Bible, it says, but it's different with you. Be strong. Take heart, because payday is coming. Oh, God bless you, bro. In the Message Bible, it says what? Payday is coming. There is always a payday for every committed labor, for every committed service in the house of God. And what is service? Service, I always define service as your capacity to identify needs and then rise up to meet those needs. Every time you rise up to meet a need, that is service. Service is not when you come to church on Sunday and you sing and dance. When we come to church on Sunday, what we come to do is to renew strength. For they go from strength to strength, each one of them appearing before the Lord in Zion. You hear the word of the Lord, you pray, you sing, you dance, you rejoice, so that you can renew your strength to go forth there and do what? And serve. The true service to God is service to humanity. Different needs that are available out there. That is why Jesus, in Matthew chapter 25, from verse 31 to 40, Matthew, I will not have time to read it. It says, on the day when the Son of Man shall gather his people together, some he will say, go to the left, some he will say, go to the right. And then he will turn to those who are on the right and say, whoa, enter into the joy of your Lord, because I was sick, you visited me. I was hungry, you gave me food. I didn't have a house to live in. You welcomed me into your house. And then they will look at him and say, when did we see you in any of this situation? And then he will turn to them and say, inasmuch as you have done it to any of these ones, you have done it to me. So service is to identify need. And you rise up to meet that need. Wherever, whether here, when we are here in the church, you see the chairs are not well arranged. You decided to make up your mind to arrange them, clean them, and make sure everything is okay. You go to the toilet and you discover things are not well organized there. You rise up and you do it, not minding whether they call you one thing or the other, or they gave you one title or the other or not. As long as you strategically position yourself to meet needs, you are serving the Lord. Forget title. The greatest title, actually, the greatest title that anyone can carry is the title of a servant. Because I've not seen in my Bible, we were welcome, good and faithful bishop. Welcome, good and faithful archbishop. All these titles are good. They are fine. Oh, minister of mission. Minister of this. Director of that. General overseer of this. Yes, we thank God for all those offices. But none of those offices will be the basis of the reward that we are talking about. It is what you do with it that hands you the reward that we are talking about. Compensation for committed service. So every committed or sacrificial labor in God's kingdom always receives commensurate commendation and compensation. Example abounds in the scripture of David, who was a committed laborer, tender. You know, he was tending the sheep of his father. From there, God catapulted him to become the king over his people. Because while he was doing that, when nobody recognized him, including his own father, but yet he was committed doing it. And then when God saw that this guy has been committed to doing it, he raised him up. There is no one who has not committed himself to laboring in obscurity who will be qualified to be brought into the limelight. Did you hear what I just said now? There is no one who has not committed himself to laboring in obscurity where people do not see you, where they don't give you title, where they do not applaud you and say, oh, our sister is trying. If you have not committed yourself fervently serving God under that condition, you will not be qualified to be brought into the limelight. Example abounds. Because you have been faithful in little things, things that people do not recognize, I will make you a leader over many. That is why I was overwhelmed and I was saying, Lord, I thank you. Because we didn't come here by sudden flight. We didn't jump up by sudden flight. It is by committed labor. And God never owes any man. My time is almost up. Let me show you about 7 things. I'll just run through them and then we pray. I call them 7 compensational benefits of committed service. What should you expect when you serve the Lord? And these are guaranteed. There is no whether it will happen or it will not happen. These are things that God does in the lives of people who are committed to his service. Number one, God ensures that you become a person of honor. Honor by man and by God himself eternally. In John chapter 12, verse 26, John chapter 12, Jesus Christ says, he that serves me, him will my Father honor. Where I am, he will be also. And then my Father will honor him. So when you serve the Lord, God ensures that you are honored. John 12, 26. Then 1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 17 to 18. Elders who are laboring in the world, they are worthy of double honor. So God is committed to honoring every committed laborer. Number 2. Divine health and healing. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 to 26. Divine health, healing, and long life. These are part of the compensations for committed labor. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your water and your bread, and I will remove sickness from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will make sure I preserve you. Many years ago, I received this ministration from the Holy Spirit, and that was about 1989. That was the last time I ever stepped my feet into any hospital to take injection or to take anything or to take pain or whatever. I'm not saying going to hospital is not good, though, but I'm saying part of the package, because God will not, there's nothing you will, if God knows that you are active, you are bringing results, you are bringing, you know, resort into his business. He will not let sickness hold you back at home. He knows that every time you show up for evangelism, souls are won into his kingdom. Listen, what will he pay God? How do I put it? God help me. What benefit will it be to God that sickness is holding you down somewhere? And there are souls that you have been assigned to your name to minister to so that they can come to the kingdom. Don't you think that God would do anything, including killing anybody that stands in his way? That's number three. Divine security and safety. Psalm 91 from verse 1, from verse 14 to 16. Psalm 91, 14 to 16, and Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 4. Say, because you are precious in my sight, I will give men for your sake. It's a waste of time to be praying, God, let them die, let them die. God himself will kill them. Anybody that wants to stand on your pathway to fulfilling his agenda, if you are somebody, you know, I have labored and worked among young people for several years, traveled all over the place, sometimes driving in the dead of the night, all alone inside the car. There is one song that never leaves my mouth. I'm not alone. I'm not alone in all my journey. Jesus is with me. I am not alone. I cannot be running errand for the king, and he will leave me stranded on the road. It's not possible. Divine safety and security. Listen to me, brethren. God himself, he said, I will kill anyone who wants to debar you from advancing. So instead of wasting your time doing vigil over your enemy, let them fall down and die. Well, we can pray such prayers. Why don't you pray, God, give me grace to serve you the more? Because when you are serving God, you become a bulldozer. Anybody that stands in your way is crushed already. Can I hear an amen from someone? Is crushed already. Because you are precious in my sight. I wish this brother can help me put Isaiah 43 verse 4. He said, because you are precious in my sight, I will give men for your sake. I will do substitution. When you are supposed to be captured and be... Praise the name of Jesus. Number four. I'm going to seven. So this is number four. Material and financial gain is also part of the package. When you serve the Lord, God is committed. Many of us will read Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 14 to 19. You discover that prayer was a prayer prayed from the heart of Paul to men and women who have supported him, who have committed themselves to ensuring that the gospel of the kingdom was preached all around. They ministered to him. And he said, since you have done this, my God, every one of you, I'm praying for you today, who will make up your mind from now on that much more than ever before in this assembly, I'll be committed to serving the Lord. Everything that ever arises on your pathway as a need, my God will supply it. Oh, these people are not in church today. I said, everything that will ever arise on your pathway as a need, my God will supply it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Write down 1 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 1 to 14. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 1 to 14. Number 5. Greater responsibility that attracts greater benefits. That is talking about promotion. God promotes people. I've said that before. When you labor in a secret place and people do not see you, God will ensure that you are brought into limelight. I do not have enough time to tell you some personal stories. Maybe some other day. Thank God for people that God has used in my life and have, raised me up, and I'm standing where I'm standing today. But I tell you, especially young people, I tell you here, you need to labor. The greatest activator of favor in your life is your labor. The greatest activator, listen, of favor in your life is labor. The result that your life produces is what speaks for you, even when you are not there to speak for yourself. That's why I'm standing where I'm standing today, both here and in the National, Foursquare, whatever. Your labor, your secret labor, God will ensure that it is announced on the top of the hill, that people that matter will see it and they will stretch forth their hands. No matter how far where you are, they will bring you and set you there. And I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus.
The grace to labor, particularly young people that are listening to me this morning, even when no one is seeing you, the grace to labor so that the favor that heaven has packaged for you can be activated in your life. I release that grace upon you today. I release that grace upon you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 25 from verse 34 to 40. You see that there. And number 6 is overflowing joy of service. Brethren, nothing compares to the joy that follows fulfilling your mandates. Money cannot buy it. Position cannot confer it. When you see you are laboring and God is bringing, you know, there is a joy that comes that money cannot buy. I don't have time to explain more, but I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. Every one of you shouting amen at the top of your voice. The joy of service that money cannot buy, may heaven overflow it in your life. I say it again, the joy of service that money cannot buy, may heaven decorate your life with it. In the name of Jesus Christ.
And number what? Number 7. This is the... Bro, can you put 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4 for me. Let everybody read. He said, and when the chief shepherd shall come. When the chief shepherd shall come. This is what God gives me the motivation. There is a time that the chief shepherd... Who is that chief shepherd? The Lord Jesus, when it shall come. Because the Bible says, this same Jesus, as you see him go, he will come. And he will return with rewards in his hand. He said, when the chief shepherd will come, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Unfading crown of glory and crown of righteousness shall be for those who have committedly labored. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, Paul the apostle said, now the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and now there is laid down for me in heaven the crown of righteousness, which the Lord King of glory shall give, the righteous judge will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. The crown that does not fade, ade ogotiki isha, the crown of righteousness, we will wear it on our head. And we will walk by his side on the street of glory. On the street of glory, I will sing my song. All the cares are past. Oh, at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go. Pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without and within, but my Lord, lead me on. Through him I must win, because, oh, I want to see him look upon his face, and there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the street of glory, Olutunde, I will lift my voice, because all their cares are gone. Oh, my last, ever to rejoice. Those people who will rejoice forever, they are the ones who on this earth have committed their time, their talent, their treasure, and everything that they have to the service of the Master. Will you be one of those people? The challenge is, will you be one of us? Will you be one of us? Who will wear the crown of glory? Who will have stars? He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, because in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm not a liar. I go and prepare a place for you, and I will return. Let me tell your neighbor, he will return. He said, I will come to receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. I will see you there. I said, I will see you there. I said, I will see you there. And you will not just be a gatekeeper. You will not just be a sweeper. You will be one of those
who will wear the crown of glory, the crown of righteousness, and we shall shine forever in the kingdom of our God. And so it shall be, in the mighty name of Jesus. I have done what I'm supposed to do at the end. I've done it at the beginning, Abby. So all I need to do is just to drop the mic and say thank you, and God bless you. But if you are here, you are not born again. This joy cannot be your own. I won't conclude without giving you opportunity to be born again. You have not made the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior. There is no closing of eyes here. Raise your hand. Raise your hand and say, Lord Jesus, as from this day, 27th day of June 2021, I want to make a personal decision to be your child so that I can be a beneficiary of all these things that this young man has spoken about today. Raise your right hand above your head. Let me see. If all of us are born again, no problem. We will pray and then we will close and we go. If you are here, you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, raise your hand and let me see. Okay? Everybody, can you bow your heads and let us pray together? That glory, that crown, I will not miss it. Oh yeah, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The songwriter says, Ade mi loke lowa, Ade mi lodo olorun, ma je kin faye borun je, Ade mi mo fe de o. That crown of glory, I will wear it. That crown of righteousness, I will wear it. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus.
We trust that you have been blessed by the message you just heard. For more messages, follow us on our social media platforms at Foursquare Jeb. God bless you.